Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 719 Dusty here, came clean with you. You know, C.J. McCollum is the vice president of the NBA Players Association. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the VP of it all. And with the NBA coming back to a return, June 22nd is when testing is going to start for the training camps, and then camps will officially start June 30th.
I don't know if you happen to see the Enes Kanter Twitter feed of him getting tested. I think he was sitting in his car.
Yeah,
or something. I think.
Oh,
he was
you can
done
do
that.
Drive up testing.
Yeah, he was showing him being tested, doing that. The more I watch that, the more I'm just like, wow.
Just shoving that swab in the back of your nose.
Yeah, tickling your brain.
I heard it's uncomfortable, but it doesn't like hurt. That makes it. That it's like super obviously you're getting something shoved in, but it doesn't.
I've
looks
not
like,
been
it
tested,
looks
so
like
I don't.
It would
hurt. I don't know. It sure does look massively uncomfortable.
Yeah, and that is.
Is that the only way to test?
They have or are developing other ways, I think that's the fastest way to test.
Fastest way to test.
I think there's ways you can do it, but the results come back slower if you do it through other methods. I know that the NBA players were concerned about having to go through that every single day during.
I would be too.
The return.
Yeah.
What happens if one of those sticks breaks or something?
Breaks off in your brain?
Hopefully,
I wonder if that's ever
site.
Happened.
I don't know, man. It's just like that. That is a long. Can you imagine having to do that every day?
No, but NBA players better start imagining that, because that's what's going to happen. Is you're going to have daily testing.
You think for all NBA players? 450 players, or well, since it's only going to be 22 teams, you can do the math. 22 times 15. And coaches are going to get swabbed like that every single day?
That, according to Shams, yeah.
Every day?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Every single day. Let's see here. He had a bunch of, the NBAPA had a call, and Shams has like some of the details on what it's going to have, how it's all going to go down. And among the details of it, 2 to 3 exhibition games before the regular season will start up, or I guess the quote-unquote seeding games. Mm-hmm. You'll have coronavirus testing every day, and then a minimum of 7 days of quarantine for a player who tests positive. Mm-hmm. Players and families cannot leave the bubble, so you cannot leave Disney World. Families are only able to come in after the first round of the playoffs to limit the number of people there. And what I found very interesting is the family limit is 3 people, but they're going to have some exceptions. So some exceptions means LeBron's entire family, extended family, and his business partners, they'll all be able to go. But, you know, sorry, CJ, you only get 3 people.
So let's argue Let me bring up a point of what I think that this starting July 31st, why I think maybe that this NBA might be missing the mark just a little bit on this as it goes. With 2 months ahead of us in this time, do we really believe, is there a thought process that in 2 months there could be things different? Think back.
Yeah.
Think back 2 weeks ago.
That's a great point.
Think back 3 weeks ago. Think back 2 months. Where we were 2 months ago compared to where we are now. And now fast forward to 2 months. And let's ask this question when you think about what this is going to do to players and what product we might see. Something is better than nothing. That's kind of what the NBA's mantra feels like right now. Isn't it? Trying to save this season.
Sure.
Something is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone on a trip? Have you ever gone on a trip and been in a hotel or been somewhere where outside your comfort zone for more than 3 to 4 days, or gone on a trip and athletically compete? I'm speaking from a bowl game experience, or going somewhere, or going on a road trip, and baseball players and why it's hard to go on the road. You go on the road, you go on a basketball trip, you go on a long-term trip. You're staying in hotels. You're out of your comfort zone. You're getting one room. The bed's not right. You're eating at the same hotel. You're looking at that. At some point in time, this is going to be potentially 3 months in a hotel.
It's a long time to be in a hotel.
Do you really think that the product after about 2 weeks is not going to be really, really significantly bad? Because where's your training facility? Okay, you're not in your same routine. You're not going to have any crowds. You know, the first initial push of this week could be great. Like the games, oh, the guys are back and exciting. But come September when the NFL starts, college football starts, and we're all watching these guys, and they're like, I'm still sleeping in the same crappy bed at the Toy Story Hotel. All this other stuff, you occasionally saw my family. One person came in. I didn't get to do any of that. This feels like the NBA tried to be so perfect and trying to figure it out that 2 months is going to go by, and what they're proposing now is going to feel like 40 years ago.
Yeah, so are you saying that, like, and this is an interesting thing, like, if baseball comes back and they're staying at their home stadiums, and then that is, say, for the sake of this conversation, that's mm-hmm. in mid-July, before the basketball even restarts in July 31st, and then you go from July 31st into a month later, September, college football and the NFL are starting, and NBA players are going to be like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Baseball's been playing at home this whole time. College football and the NFL, they get to play in their home stadiums.
Camps are all at their home facilities. Yeah, they're all walking around. Why are we? They're going to go, what are we doing? I'm not going to place a big wager, but man, come end of August, you might see the NBA do a full jump ship shift to where, okay, we'll just now play LA, Milwaukee at their homes, but no fans or whatever. They might have to pivot.
And going on that pivot that would behoove the NBA, because then it will keep the players happier from being in one place for 3 months, man.
I just don't think that they realize how hard that's going to be. But maybe something's better than nothing. I'm on board with that. But for someone that's spent 10, 14 days in a hotel trying to train and get ready for football or stuff during a bowl week, I can tell you how unbelievable it's nice to get back to your own kind of lifestyle or a little bit. It's going to be, can you imagine not seeing your family for 3 months?
No, and this is the problem.
Or your children or anything. That might happen.
Is that if you have the limit for family in Orlando is three people, with some exceptions, right? If you have three kids, then that means...
Yeah,
your wife isn't coming, or your wife's staying.
No, there's so many questions with this. I just, in 2 months, there's just going to be so much different.
Well, this is one that I think is going to be, you talked about routines, that I think would be a big wrench in the routines. Is on the NBA conference call, they said you have a 3-hour practice window for teams. You have two courts and a weight room in the convention center. So it's in one place. So only like one team at a time can go in and do their practice, because again, they're going to have it staggered. So you have an off day. Only half the teams will have an off day on any given day. So they stagger the times there. But think of it in these terms, only 3 hours for these guys to go through their whole practice and lifting routine.
Well, then what else?
Guys
do you
are there all day long. They're at the facility all day long, either shooting, lifting. A 3-hour window where you have to be in and out in 3 hours, that's going to be really tough for a lot of guys to go through.
So you're going to be hanging out in a hotel room? Are you going to go? What also happens when you watch these Disney Worlds open and you're out there going, all right, here I am quarantined in this hotel, and all these people are out going on rides, hanging out. And then next thing you know, opening. We all know Florida's one of the states that's been like, all right, let's go. We're back. And now suddenly Disney World is the only quarantine place. Why are these basketball players quarantining when Disney World is open? And there's such confusion. I was just talking about the semantics of the confusion of we can't sit next to each other on the bench, yet I can contact all these guys out there at the game. I just think the NBA is not I'm not saying that they're overreacting, but they're waiting and trying to be super careful to the point where it's going to have to shift and change very quickly.
There's one other instance here where the NBA is kind of maybe missing the mark, and CJ McCollum, of all people, is leading the charge on this. So CJ's asking for the NBA to allow guys to have one-on-one contact before training camp starts up, that training camp on June 30th, because he says we have players who need to get contact as the last steps of their clearance for a return, and I don't want to get injured because of having over 100 days of no games before we start back up. Because as of right now, the NBA's rules state you can't have you can't play one-on-one as part and have contact as part of the ramp up. So he's saying give us an extra week before this thing starts, so then we're not just going in right into contact and 5-on-5 and doing our normal training camp stuff. Mm-hmm. And that could play a big benefit. And the guys he pointed out were, hey, Nurk and Collins are coming back for Portland. We need those guys to have one-on-one contact before we even start our training camp to know that they're ready to go. And he said there's a lot of NBA players that are in that same boat.
It is so foggy.
Because
so foggy and so confusing. I don't know what we're going to see July 31st. Again, something better than nothing. But these guys are all concerned, and they're all trying to figure this out. I'm not a betting or a gambling man.
Do it, though.
But 2 weeks into this in August, you're going to see some comments from guys on Twitter and some stuff right now. I'm not saying that this is a bad thing, but hold on. You're going to see the guys start going, we need to reevaluate. Now, I'm not a betting man, but they're going to be reevaluating when they watch NFL training camps and college training camps, and everybody's out having, and their families are on the fields, and the guys are out doing the practice stuff, and they're going, well, what are we doing? There you go.
Do we buy this retirement? He's done it again, walking away from the sport after Buck with SportsCenter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.